George McGovern never called for the impeachment of President Richard Nixon. McGovern was the Democratic presidential candidate in 1972, the year of the Watergate burglary. In an op-ed piece published this past weekend in the Washington Post, he wrote that calling for impeachment afterwards might have seemed like an act of personal vengeance. But today, he calls for the impeachment of President Bush and Vice President Cheney. The former senator from South Dakota concedes that the prospect is unlikely, but he concludes it's the rightful course for an American patriot. If you'd like to talk with George McGovern about the pros and the cons and the realism of impeachment, our number is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Former Senator McGovern joins us here in Studio 3A. It's nice to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure.
You, more than most people, understand the gravity of impeachment. This administration leaves office in just a little over a year. So why now?
Well, because of the impeachable offenses that this administration has carried out. They've got us involved in an illegal war, a war that's a violation of international law. The Congress was misled into believing that we had to go to war there because Saddam Hussein had horrifying weapons that were an imminent threat to the United States. We were also led to believe that he had something to do with the 9/11 attack. None of those things were true. This war is clearly a violation of international law. You can't just jump on another country because you don't like their leader. Iraq was no threat to us. They had been contained after the Gulf War, in which the senior President Bush was involved. He wisely avoided invading Iraq once he got them out of Kuwait. But all of these guidelines, the lessons of history, the phrases of the Constitution, all of these things were set aside. And I thought, even though it's unlikely, and I want to be realistic about this, he only has a year to go as the president. We've got another presidential campaign in full swing. So it's unlikely that impeachment is going to take place. But I wanted to make the case that we've had a president in recent years who's been violating the Constitution, and in doing so, is certainly a justified case for impeachment.
The war started almost 5 years ago. It's been at least 4 years since we've known that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. The wiretapping of Americans without warrant, as you pointed out, well, we've known that for a year. So, again, Senator McGovern, why now?
Well, because the country needs to be aware of these violations. They also need to know that they have some recourse. And one of those recourses is impeachment. That's what finally brought down Mr. Nixon after a series of law-breaking and violating the Constitution. As I say, I think as a practical matter, it's too late to carry out an effective impeachment effort now. But still, we ought to keep in mind that we've had a president in office not for one term, but for two terms, that has been violating the Constitution and the laws of the land during that period. You know, it's just outrageous that when the president gave the go-ahead on wiretapping the telephones of Americans, he knew that was a violation of the law until he first got a court order justifying a wiretap. And he said that he thought that as President of the United States, who's in charge of American security, he was exempt from that law. Well, the laws of the land go to the president as well as to the rest of us. And it was that incident that was one of the things that triggered me into going public on the need for impeachment.
In terms of realism, the Democrats, anti-war Democrats, can't muster the 60 votes in the United States Senate to block funding for the war. The first person also you'd have to convince on impeachment would be Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
Well, that's probably true, but I think the consensus in the House and the Senate is not in favor of impeachment. This isn't the first time that I've gone against the prevailing view. When I first started speaking out against the war in Vietnam, 85% of the people in my home state had said they were for the war in Vietnam. There was overwhelming support for it in the Congress of the United States. I thought it was wrong from the beginning, and I kept saying so, even when I was a very lonely voice on the floor of the Senate. As it turned out, I think just about everybody now knows that that war was a mistake, and they're going to look back on this administration as one of the most damaging administrations, maybe the most damaging presidential administrations in our 200-year history.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on this conversation. Our guest is former Senator George McGovern. In an op-ed piece published in the Washington Post over the weekend, he called for the impeachment of President Bush and Vice President Cheney. 800-989-8255 is the number if you'd like to join us. Email is talk@npr.org. And let's talk with Jim. And Jim's on the line with us from Vancouver in Washington.
It's an honor to speak with you, Senator McGovern. Me and the people from Massachusetts and Washington, D.C., we're all right behind you.
Absolutely.
I think impeachment theoretically is a good idea, and I think there are some good effects that come from that. I think our goodwill around the world might rise up if Americans took actions that profoundly said that we don't support the policies of Bush Cheney. So I think there's some plus side on the ledger. I'm worried, however, about the downside, which is that just as I think the reason why Clinton was impeached on what's really, from a public policy standpoint, some pretty spurious grounds. Yes, his God and his wife should have taken him to the woodshed, but not necessarily all of America. I think when a Republican president is impeached again, it'll just cause a tit for tat reaction in the out years. And if Clinton had less worry about impeachment and compartmentalization in the late 90s, we might have done better in the war on terrorism. The World Trade Center might still be standing, and lots of first responders might still be alive. So I think it's great theoretically. I just worry that it has a lot of governmental productivity problems that we don't really need. Keeping score at home, it's a good idea, but I just worry about the law of unintended consequence.
Well, you know that the impeachment of Richard Nixon was a purely bipartisan effort. That was almost unanimous.
Yeah.
In the Congress. That wasn't a Democratic spiteful move. That was the consensus of the Congress of the United States. Now, the attempted impeachment of President Clinton was silly. He was wrong to have an affair with a summer intern. That was a sin, but it wasn't an impeachable offense, and I thought it made the Republicans in the Congress look silly that they lined up almost unanimously in support of that effort. It was a silly, nonsensical thing to do, but that doesn't mean that impeachment is not an appropriate recourse for the Congress when you have a president breaking one law after another, violating the Constitution, getting lined up with things like the systematic torture of prisoners of war, illegal wiretapping of phones, and deceiving the Congress in going into Iraq because of what he told them about them having weapons of mass destruction that they didn't have.
So, quick follow-up. You're just trying to make sure that the clear message goes forth from this time and place. No man's above the law, including the president and the vice president. Is that what
exactly
you really want? Exactly.
That's the whole message that I tried to deliver in the Sunday Washington Post. Incidentally, the response on that has been incredible. I talked to my office back in South Dakota. They tell me they've had 4,000 emails, 95% in support of that article. The Washington Post, the Outlook section, has been deluged with a response that's almost unheard of. So there's a lot of interest in this subject. I readily concede that we're probably not going to have an impeachment procedure, but I think it's helpful for us to focus on these impeachable offenses.
Hmm. Thanks very much for the call, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Here's an email from Paul in Cupertino, California, based on the senator's succinct brief on why we should impeach. It sounds a lot more like Kennedy's offenses in starting, say, the Vietnam War. Should the Congress have impeached him?
No, I don't think impeachment was in order there because Kennedy didn't mislead the Congress. I think the war was a mistake, but I don't think that President Kennedy lied to the Congress about why we went in. He saw it as something necessary to stop the spread of communism in Southeast Asia, and the Congress, for the most part, went along with that. But I'm not aware of President Kennedy deceiving the Congress of the United States on Vietnam.
We're talking with former Senator George McGovern, also the Democratic presidential nominee in 1972. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get Nicole on the line. Nicole with us from Douglas in Michigan.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Okay, great. I have a couple of questions, but one is, how was President Bush able to violate the Constitution so easily and thoroughly when we're supposed to have a system of checks and balances? I'm trying to figure out where those checks and balances went during this time. The other comment that I'd like to make is I really agree with Senator McGovern in that one of the problems with the fact that the dangers and the damage that President Bush's administration has caused to this country is our reputation and our relationship with overseas allies. The fact that we violated international law during a time when we are sort of becoming a weaker nation financially, economically, socially, in the whole globalization scheme, it makes me feel very threatened in that, you know, as China gains more power, India gains more power, we've set an example of basically not treating our friends very well or listening to their opinions. And so it takes some of the brakes off of some of these other countries as they become more powerful to think that they have to consider our needs and concerns on an international level.
Getting back to checks and balances.
Okay, on the first part about war with the checks and balances, I think it's quite clear that Congress laid down on the job. They didn't provide the kind of a legislative check that they should have on this war in Iraq, and they've tended to go along with it ever since. I think there should have been a great many voices raised in both the House and the Senate about our involvement in Iraq, a country that was no threat to us, a country that had absolutely nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. And when that information began to come out that they had been misled, they should have moved right at that point to put a check on this war, to set a deadline for the withdrawal of forces. So the fact that I'm calling for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney is not to exonerate the Congress. I wish that they had been more independent, had truly carried out the function of our checks and balance system. Now, with regard
Before we leave that, there was another referendum of sorts on this. There was an election in 2004,
exactly.
And President Bush and Vice President Cheney were reelected, as was much of the Congress that voted for the war.
That's correct. They were reelected. There were polls taken before 2004, the Pew Company, which is one of the biggest polling companies in the world, they ran a poll abroad with foreign countries as to what their rating was on President Bush. It was not very high. They were they were also asked to rate the American people, and they still came in very high on the scale. But after 2004, when Mr. Bush was reelected again, or at least theoretically reelected. I've never been sure that he was actually
elected the first time.
Elected either the first time or the second time. After the American public reelected him, the Pew Company took these polls again, and they found that Bush was still very low on the approval scale, but so were the American people. They figured if they voted this same guy into office twice, there has to be something wrong with the electorate. Mm-hmm. I hope we're going to correct that in 2008.
This is from Mark in Greenwood Village, Colorado. Wouldn't it be necessary to prove that Cheney and Bush knowingly and maliciously fabricated the statements regarding Iraq's WMDs in order to impeach? And if those are necessary, how would you go about proving the Bush administration acted on false pretenses?
I'd go after it by the same way we do in any other kind of a trial. I'd bring in the investigators and the legal minds to search back through the whole history of this situation and find the documentation for it. You can't just call somebody a liar. You have to, once you go into a legal action, you've got to prove that. So I readily concede this is information that would have to come out in the course of the investigation of the impeachment procedure.
Senator McGovern, it's been a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
George McGovern, former senator from South Dakota and the Democratic Party's presidential nominee in 1972, with us in Studio 3A here in Washington, D.C. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.